while you answer some questions about home life. You and your child will both receive a $25 gift certificate from a local business for your time. Come be a part of Gecko Project today.
To participate or learn more, call 604-827-3426.
All right. Can I hear myself? No, sort of. It's all right. Hello. Hi, and you're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. The show is live from Thunderbird Radio Hall. My name is Ben, and with me right now, I have Adam and Mel.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm well.
You're here to talk about something.
Yeah. We have a new night that we started at Pat's Pub. The last Saturday of every month.
Last Saturday of every month, okay.
Yeah. The first one's coming up on the 30th.
Yeah, with Sharing Pinks and Peace and Student Teacher.
And so it's just, so every end of Saturday, well, every last Saturday of the month, I guess you just get a bunch of bands.
Yeah.
And just, yeah.
We're doing a zine, a monthly zine, and then having a show that's like,
part
kind of a release party-ish.
Is it, what kind of zine is it? Is it just music, arts, everything?
Yeah.
Not really music, so much. Like,
but there's art in it.
Yeah.
So
what is the focus? Like, is there a focus? What
we want to more like showcase art more than like review it and stuff like that. So like, but a lot of like editorials and just like personal writings and stuff like that. Like,
And you guys are doing most of it? The zine? Who was involved?
Yeah, we're just us. We're doing the zine and the night, but we're like other people are contributing.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, we put it up on Facebook.
Yeah.
And we got so many responses. So
that's
many
awesome.
People that we don't even know emailed us and want to like contribute and stuff. So we have lots of stuff in the first issue that's coming out that is totally awesome and that
right.
we're excited about.
So did you mention the name of the night or the zine?
It's called Junkyard.
Junkyard.
Yeah, yeah. Both
are called Junkyard.
Junkyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we want to make it so that the night, there's lots of local bands and stuff being DJed because they
right.
usually aren't, and that
right.
sucks.
Yeah.
There's so many awesome bands in the city, right? So
yeah. We want to kind of use it as an opportunity to kind of bring a lot of stuff that's available in the community, make it available, bring it to that place as like a forum.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because I remember, well, how was it getting the gig at Pat's Pub? Because I remember back, I don't know, like 2-3 years ago, I would just be there like every single week.
Yeah, I know. Mm.
And then like the bartender knows me and they know what drink I get. But now I'm like, I go maybe once every...
I know. Nobody goes anymore.
Yeah.
And like, it really sucks because it's an awesome place. And the guy that's running it now, he's so nice. And he's really trying to get people back there.
Yeah.
And he's like just a super genuine
dude. Did he just start it recently?
No, I think what happened was they had a promoter that was only into rockabilly.
Yeah.
That's all he liked. That's all he wanted to be there. And so, who gives a shit about rockabilly? Nobody, man. So nobody goes there.
People, Mel.
Yeah. But you know. So anyway, now we just did we call him?
Yeah,
I think
or
so.
Emailed him
yeah.
or something like that.
And we just talked to him about it and told him what we want to do. And he was really supportive and was like, just said that we could do whatever we wanted, basically.
Do whatever you wanted.
Yeah.
They want to have a variety of promoters, and they're not just like, not having one like booking agent or promoter or whatever,
yeah.
but just having like independent people come in there and
try
to get something going.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's
yeah.
good. That's good stuff. Well, you're also here to spin some CDs and records and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, let's get started. We'll come back and talk a bit more about, I don't know, life and everything, and bands and things that you're in. We are playing...
one of our theme songs.
Born in a Junkyard.
Yeah, it's Nirvana.
Oh, awesome. On CITR. We'll be right back. Okay, that was Sharing Pinks. The song was Savage Tongue. They, who are playing next Saturday night.
Yep.
At the first ever Junkyard show, which is going to be happening forever and ever, every single Saturday.
Absolutely.
Well, end of the month ever. Saturday at Pat's Pub, which is on Hastings and...
Gore or something?
Yeah. Like,
Princess.
Gore. Princess, yeah, something like that. I always say Gore, but it's
Hastings and something. Yeah.
I think, it, yeah, it's just, yeah, near Gore.
Yeah.
You see it. It's like Patricia Hotel, giant thing.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it'll become a place to go. I like that place.
Yeah, I like that place, too.
Nice. It got I don't know, good food, maybe? I
mean, yeah,
I
they have
actually
good
have
food.
It in there, actually.
They do have good
I almost food. Went there yesterday for food, but that didn't happen. But.
And they have cheap beer.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, I wish I knew the actual price.
Yeah.
But it's cheap.
Yeah.
They do. For the beer.
No more smoking room, though. I
don't think anywhere. Yeah,
I miss that.
Yeah.
I really like smoking.
Even when I smoked, it was disgusting to be
it
in
was,
that room.
I don't know. Like, I don't smoke, right? So, and...
Well, neither do I, but...
But like you still like the smoking room?
Yeah.
Because I just forgotten what it was like, because I was in... back in... Where did I go? Like, Austin, I guess, in Texas. And they still allow smoking in the bars and stuff. And you go home and just, like, everything smells like cigarette.
I know.
Actually, Vancouver's getting to that, too, again, because a lot of the shows, like, at Goodies and location and whatever.
Yeah.
When I get home now, it's like, oh, this is, I feel like 10 years ago when I get home, like, all my clothes had to be, like, on the balcony or something because it's, I don't know.
Definitely.
Depends if you like that smell. Maybe you do.
And beer, too, I found, even though I don't drink beer very often, I often come home smelling like cigarettes and beer.
I do.
I just the floor.
On that particular show at Goodies, I smell like cigarette, and then I was watching it. I was, who was playing? I can't remember now, like Double Dragon or something, but they have a couch, and there was people standing behind me in the couch.
Spilling their beer on you.
Like a whole freaking, like,
oh my God. Really?
Yeah, it's just like, oh, well,
beer
thanks.
Shower.
That's a nice shower. And I didn't even take a shower when I get home because it's so late. It goes to like 4 in the morning.
I know,
like,
right?
I don't know. Do I want to take a shower? Do I want to pass out?
Yeah. Wake up stuck to the
But it was a good time. I don't know. But when I first started going to see shows and stuff, it was everywhere was smoking. It was, there was no smoking room. Just everyone just smoked.
I can't even imagine.
But not in Pat's Pub.
Not in Pat's Pub.
You will not come home smelling like cigarettes.
Yeah.
Maybe beer.
There's a lot of places with the smoking, like, I don't even remember. Well, there's a place called the Marine Club.
Yeah.
And they got a smoking, they didn't have a smoking room, then they had a smoking room. And, I don't know, the smoking rooms are. And I don't smoke. Yeah, I go in because all your friends are in there. You just, like, you tough it out. And
totally.
Anyways. So, Sharing Pinks, they're playing next week. They just came back from a very nice California tour somewhere down in the States.
They went down to L.A.
And back. And I think did really well. And they're also playing next week on this program. When we do 24 hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell, Shearing Pinks is playing. Also, Anna is playing. As does like we have like we're gonna try to get 30 bands.
Whoa.
We sort of have 25 now. Okay. We're having some issues. It's gonna happen with 4 in the morning, and actually that's not so bad. I think 6 and like 8 and 9 in p.m. is the one that no one wants to come in.
8 and 9 p.m.
Oh, sorry, a.m.
Okay.
A.m. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Weird. Because people are going to be listening.
Yeah,
so.
And it's podcasted and everything.
Exactly.
And it's hard to get here on the bus, too, when it's 6 in the morning because I don't even get there. But
is it from Thursday night till like Friday?
Yeah, Thursday night at 6 p.m. starts off with a band called No Band.
Oh.
Just for the fun of it, it'll say no.
Oh, I think that's my friend Chris.
Yeah, it's Chris. It's Chris Martel. Yeah, No Band. And then I think it's Boogie Monster and then SSRIs. And then Darren, who just had the show before me, is going to have a band called Hollow Moon. And and then after that, I think it's more awesomeness. I can't remember who's in it, like Romok and Aunts and Uncles. And
yeah, I saw a big list.
Yeah.
Fortress.
Yeah, Fortress on it, yeah.
Hallowed Moon?
Yeah, Hollow Moon.
They're a pretty cool new band. They're like kind of like a... blues garage band.
Yeah, the Twins.
Oh, right.
Remember those they dudes, played
that? Yeah.
Yeah, they're friends of ours. My friend Craig plays
So, should be good. Should be tons of fun.
Singer looks exactly like Bob Seger.
So tune in next week and listen to it. Well, remember I did it last year by 3 or 4 in the morning, just because in the first from 6 till 12 and 2 in the morning, like, a lot of bands want to play, so we could actually squeeze in, you know, we're doing bands in, out, but by the time it hits 2 or 3 in the morning, we could get one band per hour. And I've had bands only play, it's like Tom Waylon play for, I don't know, like 20 minutes, you know, 10 minutes, because it's set, it's only 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it has some interesting things, like, yeah, set that wasn't very long. So literally it was, because we gave the band a whole hour because we couldn't do all that stuff. And yeah, just me and whoever was there just on the radio, just be like, at 3, it's tired, just, you know, hey.
Need to get a few guys in there, marathon jammers, yeah, that will just fill in the space.
I think it's okay. We'll see how it goes. There's a couple guys that's really like Jared is really keen on, and like Shipyards played last year at 4 in the morning, and he's really keen. I think he wants to play again late again. There's but anyway, so that's fun. Enough about the show. Let's talk a bit about you guys. Phone calls.
Yeah.
Am I making this up, or is Adam play them phone calls?
He's playing second guitar now.
Second now, right.
I've went through every instrument besides lead vocals.
Right. Yeah.
And how is that going? So who else is in the band?
Still the same people as before. Kim is playing drums and Ben is playing bass. Okay. And I'm still playing guitar, and Adam's just playing second guitar now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you learn all the songs?
Well, I learned all the songs when I was playing drums and playing bass.
Yeah.
And listening to the records obsessively.
Right.
I know all the songs really well.
So no worries.
But I had to, like, kind of learn a few parts, write a few parts. So that.
Yeah, like, what parts, like, what extra parts are you playing?
It was always really simple guitar, because I can't play guitar very well. But then we did this recording with Jesse Taylor from Night Prison, and he convinced us to do these, like, guitar overdubs,
yeah,
which I was just, like, kind of sick about. I just didn't want to do. I thought it was weird and, like, metal. And it was, like, I used a distortion pedal. He convinced me to use a distortion pedal.
He taught her how to tap.
No. But anyway, and it sounded really cool. And it's like my favorite recordings that we've done. So and then we, you know, tried to play
Jesse's
those songs.
Jesse's always right.
Yeah. He played tambourine on one of the songs. Oh, really? Like,
he was producing. It wasn't, it wasn't just recording.
He was pretty much producing, for sure. Yeah. But no, so we tried to play them live after, and they just were missing something.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just having a second guitar is
pretty. And I had just been hounding her for years to play something in the band. And
exactly.
And my forte is guitar, I think.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Even though I just tune it all the same note and just play with one finger.
So do you guys have any gigs coming up? Or just taking a little?
Yeah, we do. We're playing at the Biltmore May 23rd, think, with what a plug.
But you played last week, right?
Yeah, we played at the Anza for Anza the Music Race fun drive.
Yeah, I got there a bit late.
Yeah?
I got there when Mode Modern played. Yeah.
May 23rd, Monday?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's a Tuesday, May 24th.
How did that show go?
It was good. I was sick, and Ben was just getting over this crazy flu. Adam had just gotten over something too. And
same
so
flu.
We kind of just, like, played and then left.
I didn't see you there.
I know. I felt like such an asshole, but I was, like, really not feeling well, so I had to go. And then we played the next day too at the zoo shop.
Oh, right. Did you feel better then?
Was it better?
Were you feeling better?
I was feeling a little better, but not really. No. And so we were there for a while, and then, like, we saw
I missed that.
Tassels, and we saw
was it busy?
Bertha Cool, was who were really cool? Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might play on 24 Hours.
Cool, yeah, they're going to play. We're booking the next Junkyard for the end of May.
Yeah.
And they're gonna
I haven't heard of them. I got... Someone recommended, they're friends with someone, and then they sent me the Bandcamp site, and it sounded pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully, but only slots I have left is daytime. I hope they can actually play during the day.
Well, of course they would. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, no, it sounds great. So, like, the record store thing was awesome? Was it?
Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah, yeah. And I love Zoo Shop, and so yeah. I just like supporting them a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time I've ever played there, we've ever played there, it's been fun.
Yeah.
And they always have candy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I heard now they sell, they have grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, they have grilled cheese sandwiches and some other fancy stuff.
Cakes, I think somebody has a Costco card.
Yeah. It just Dave and who is it? It's this house, right? It's just like, you know, they can sell whatever they want.
Yeah, pretty much.
Want some popcorn, earplugs. That's what it was. Anyone want a pillow? I'll sell that one. I'll just grab it in my room.
Definitely. Yeah. No, it was really cool. And I think it went smoothly, too.
Yeah.
Smoother than he thought it would.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, unfortunately, that day I didn't get to see any of it. A shame. And Music Waste, I was actually at the No Band show.
Oh.
And I didn't see No Band either, though, because I left to go to the...
I didn't see No Band.
They're setting up, and then I left to go to the Music Waste show. Just one of those things, and yeah, because I kind of wanted... Yeah, I don't know. Anyways. But phone calls, fantastic. And there'll be more shows. You just play two, so take a break. You don't need to over.
I'm gonna think about it when we play something else. Who are we playing with on the 24th?
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it's just a blank.
Are you ever gonna play at Junkyard? Or is it?
We're shameless. Probably. We will totally play at Junkyard.
Or is it gonna be like the house band? Or just wait till someone cancels or just couldn't make it.
Yeah, exactly.
We were kind of helping out booking Honey Lung before it got kiboshed, and one of the first moves that I did was book myself like 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's completely unrelated. It's a lot of talking to you. Should we play more music and then we'll talk more? Because
okay.
I was like, remember that time Pat's Pub where they did, I remember one time they even had shows in the front and show in the back.
Really?
I forgot what it was. They have they on the back, not even like literally just the back of the bar, they set up another stage, so they have a band play in the front, and right after that, like a solo guy would play in the back, and then go back and forth. I forgot what it's called. But anyway, what should we play?
Okay, we should play number 2 on there. It's Trinity by Twin Crystals.
Sweet. All right, on CITR 101.9 FM.
Father, much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host, DJ, brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Ben. I am joined by Mel and Adam from Junkyard Scene and the show, and also, well, which is a show that's happening every Saturday night, well, every last Saturday of every month at Pat's Pub. The first one ever being next Saturday night at Pat's Pub. With Shearing Pinks, who else is?
Oh, not this.
No, no, the next set.
The 30th.
I guess that does mean.
I don't know. Next is kind of confusing. It's like I remember people saying, "Bi." What is the one? Like
bi-monthly.
Yeah, it could mean both.
Yeah.
If every second month or twice a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, in the 30th, whatever. Not this Saturday, not Easter Saturday, but
yeah.
So
we're very reverent.
Yeah. What are the bands again?
Shearing Pinks and Student Teacher, who we just played.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Peace, which we're just about to play.
So Student Teacher, we played a song from them.
Yeah, called Baby Teardrop. tattoo.
And
then before that, we shamelessly played phone calls.
Yes.
Muddy ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Before that was Coban.
Coban.
Stand Your Ground.
I don't think they really, they weren't. Because they didn't correct me the whole time.
Yeah.
It's Japanese, I think.
Yeah,
it means Chinese.
Like, yeah, it's like Japanese for like a police booth or something.
Yeah.
Koban.
A police booth?
Yeah, like a... Yeah, it's like a booth where the policeman goes into in Japan.
Oh, I didn't have something to do with the cops.
I thought it was just police.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what
we'll figure this out,
I don't know much.
And we started off...
Adam's crazy favorite... band Sick Bees. I don't know if they're your favorite, but
they're pretty close.
Sick Bees are from Seattle.
Can you tell me more about them? Like, are they
two girls, or I don't know if they identify as girls, but one girl anyway, and one other person, and they were around in the late, well, I think they just put out something like a little while ago, but I think they're defunct now.
Mm-hmm.
But
like a 90s.
Yeah, they're like, I think they started in the late 90s. And right. That's when I got into them anyway. Well, I think this album is from like 99, I think. And
what was the name of the album?
On the One.
The One.
And that was
the song.
The best. Yeah. It was.
So and the name of that song was just like N-O-E or something?
N-O-E. Yeah. I have no idea what that means.
I know. Come on. It's okay. Well, it stands. I don't know. I'm trying to make it up. Not.
But not very many people know them. So
yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
And the record just happened to be here. So
I don't know if I might have. Yeah, but it's one of those names that you might have heard of them. It's like.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good name.
Yeah.
Like, if there's a new band that came out called Sick Bees, it sounds like, it's all right.
I would like them just based on their
name.
Yeah. We've tried to contact them to get them to play a show with us.
Yeah.
Well,
they don't respond.
If they're listening to the show right now on the Seattle,
come to Vancouver,
Seattle
we'll
fans.
Pay for
Yeah, I think you have a slot open on next month's Junkyard for them. Just
we don't actually. It's already booked, which is super awesome.
Yeah. Did we mention who's playing? Do we know for sure?
No.
Well, Coban.
Is playing.
And Bertha Cool,
I guess what you said, is playing.
Yeah.
And Bad Fate, actually, they are playing.
They confirmed.
And it's only three bands, because it's a short. They close at one, so.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
so. I like those,
Bad Fate. Ben, the drummer in Bad Fate, also plays in Phone Calls, the bass.
Right.
Phone Calls.
Nice.
And we love them. They're good friends of ours.
Yeah, Bad Fate is good. I see them around. Like, just I guess there's a lot of members too.
But. Yeah. 15 of them. Sure.
And see them around. Okay, so let's continue on with one of the bands that is playing this. Well, not this. The next Saturday. The upcoming.
Last Saturday.
Yeah, last Saturday. This is Peace, and which song do you think
it's called? I forget. It's old, but I just really like it.
Right. Alrighty. On CITR Radio. Like it is good, you know. I always play songs I like rather than.
Exactly.
Yeah. Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
That was Watermelon. How I Came is the name of that track. You're listening to CITR Radio, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell is the program. My name is Ben. I'm joined by Adam and Mel from Phone Calls and Junkyard.
Yeah.
So, we want to talk a bit about what we played in that last set. Watermelon, How I Came, and some good song by Gang Violence.
Yeah, and then, yeah, Gang Violence, interspecific.
A gem, a rarity.
Yeah, a rarity. They don't, yeah, no album out. It's a band that sort of, that came and went.
Yeah.
So start off as a two-piece, no vocals, and then, did somebody tell them that he did? I don't know what happened, and Sarah from Channels joined, and yeah, and that was that. And they played, yeah, a bunch of shows, always good times.
We saw them last year at Music Waste, and they played as a two-piece, and then Sarah came up and sang a couple songs with them. But then there was the dude
that jumped
up on stage. Were you there?
Yeah, I was. That was awesome.
Oh, my God.
That was amazing.
I felt so bad for him. He started singing, and then they stopped mid-song and were like, sorry, dude.
Yeah. Because the surprise was that she was going to come and sing a couple songs, right? Because that was like the last show?
Their last show.
And yeah. The surprise, like, I think everyone sort of knew that because she was in the crowd and she was going to sing. So there was like a mic on stage. It's on. But the dude came on and they stopped. Yeah, well,
I know, it was really obnoxious of him, but I just felt so bad for him because he probably thought it was like his big break. His friends were like, do it, man, do it.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, they're going to love me and I'm going to be in the band now and they'll continue. And then they were like,
he was probably just being a piss at.
Yeah,
he wasn't the idea.
Good. I guess so. I just like turning it into this thing. Like,
It could have been either one.
The real
exciting part was that night I also did a cameo in my old band.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
In World Club.
Right. Yes.
I came up and played for one of the songs.
Yeah.
That was the first time I've been to the Cobalt since it got renovated.
Me
and
too.
I don't know if I've been back since
No, I haven't either. I've been there once, and that was for that. It was weird.
It was kind of weird. It's almost like it got dressed up a little bit, but then...
And then dressed down again.
Yeah.
So this is a rundown, slubby place.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
You won't get mugged. Yeah. Don't worry.
Yeah. I also like the Cobalt, but I remember like sometimes maybe they're really late when it closes and they turn on the lights and you go, okay, turn it back off. Turn it back off. Doesn't look so good with the lights off. And there's that one spot that always drips from up there.
Oh, what else did we have?
We had
Peace.
Yeah.
Living Legends, I think. Every time I see, I swear, it's like I feel like I'm in a historical, history is being made. Course, history is always being made, but some kind of special history. I don't know. They're just really special, I think.
And
they're playing on the 30th, First Junkyard. And then we also played Spectres, which is kind of strange. Adam?
I love them. I don't. They're from here. I don't see them playing around a lot. I don't think a lot of people know them. Maybe they do.
Yeah,
I think
they're in a weird circle. That's like they're like kind of a goth band, but they're in like the rockabilly scene or something.
No. I think they're more in like the hardcore punk at like the Elf House kind of.
What? Oh yeah.
No.
I think so. I don't know, but
anyway,
they played at my house one time.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're just really great.
Okay.
And so we have one more.
Yeah, we want to give out the email address, though.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody wants to submit to our zine, the email address is junkyardnights@gmail.com.
And what can they submit, like fictions?
And they can submit specifically articles, feminist articles, just really send ideas, right? Sending ideas is the best thing.
And we want to have like dialogue in the zine, like kind of like, you know, thinking critically about our society, about our culture, or about ourselves, you know, like we want like personal introspective stuff, but also kind of like thoughts on ideas that
are
floating
around. And we're not snooty, we're not highly educated, or like I would love printing anything that's thoughtful. So
okay. Even like scans of old diaries.
Yeah, that's what we did sometimes. Oh, yeah. Old diaries from teenagehood. Ridiculous, embarrassing.
Oh, God.
Diary scans and then just like a description of who the person is and what they do now and stuff. Yeah. So if anybody
wants diary.
To.
Oh, God. No, not for me.
Anything that's inspiring, like personal stuff can be inspiring or like, you know, whatever general stuff that you're talking about could be inspiring.
Yeah, sweet. Sweet. So, yeah.
So, this is our outro theme song.
And
the first one was Nirvana, Born in a Junkyard. And now this is Junkyard by the Birthday Party.
And this is the last song, I guess, for...
Yeah.
Okay.
A birthday party in a junkyard. Yeah. Born in a junkyard, awesome. You have a birthday party in a junkyard.
Thank you so much for coming out on the show. We're going to do that. And then after that, we're going to do a reboot. There's no bands tonight. The band who was originally scheduled couldn't make it. But we have like a billion bands next week anyway, so one less band isn't really going to make it. And I'm flying, well not, I'm driving to the island, driving in my watercraft to the island anyway, so I can use a break. So I'm going to do a rebroadcast of Needles and Pin, who played here back in September of last year. So that should be fun. And coming up next after that is Ochre with Funk, My Life. But first, Birthday Party on CITR Radio, and thanks to Mel and Adam for being on the program.
Thank you.
Woohoo!
Thank
Bye. You. Yeah. live in studio with us right now, we have Needles and Pins.
Hi, we're Needles and Pins from Strathcona.